A few weeks ago, there was a column in the opinion section of the New York Times claiming that the more we rely on technology, the more we use smartphones and artificial intelligence, the dumber we get. A recent study on CNN concluded that when we cut back on our use of smartphones, we actually become more thoughtful and perceptive. If this is true, that our use of computers is increasing or our ability to think is decreasing, then baseball is getting dumber and dumber. Or our national pastime has become so reliant on technology that baseball has become a game of pitch counts and exit velocity. It has outdone itself this season with the automatic ball strike challenge system. On opening day, New York Yankees batter Jose Caballero took a call strike. He thought the pitch was a ball, but instead of arguing with the umpire, he tapped himself on the helmet. Within seconds, an AI generated two-dimensional strike zone and flight of the ball were transmitted to the field that clearly showed that the pitch was a strike. It was the first challenge under the new automatic ball strike system called ABS, and it confirmed that the umpire made the right call. The ABS had been used before in the minor leagues and Major League Baseball spring training games, but it's being used by Major League Baseball for the first time in the 2026 season. Under the ABS, cameras follow the flight of the baseball from the moment the pitcher releases a ball until it crosses home plate. The ABS then determines, using a strike zone based on the batter's projected length between his shoulders and his knees, whether or not the pitch is a strike or a ball.
I think pitchers that pitch at the top of the strike zone, particularly breaking balls, are going to benefit, and guys that throw the ball on a downhill plane, that low strike.
If a batter, pitcher, or manager believes the umpire missed the call, all he needs to do is tap himself on the helmet or cap, and the ABS image will be projected onto a screen and transmitted within seconds to the field. Each team can challenge an umpire's call of a ball or strike twice, but if a team wins a challenge, it doesn't count towards its total. When the Yankees' Jose Caballero lost his challenge and left the Yankees with only one more challenge, if he had won, the Yankees would still have two challenges. The reaction to the ABS has been mixed. Those who support the ABS claim that it will bring more accuracy to baseball decision-making.
There's no human element to that of, you know, that guy's a Hall of Famer, I'm going to give him that pitch. Or that pitcher, he's a Hall of Famer, I'm going to give him that pitch. You don't have that. It's just, here are the parameters for a strike zone.
They've noted that umpire accuracy on balls and strikes is up from 93% in 2025 to 95% in 2026. Those who oppose the system claim that it has made the game even more robotic. When three-time Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Max Scherzer was asked by Emmy-winning sports writer Jason Stark what he thought of the ABS, Scherzer said, "Can't we just play ball? We're humans. Can't we just be judged as humans?" In Pittsburgh, I was often the playing manager of our baseball and softball teams and had my share of arguments with umpires. I played center field, but that didn't stop me from racing in to tell an umpire that he missed a call, even though he was right behind home plate and I was hundreds of feet away in center field. My mother used to come to our games and tried unsuccessfully to convince me that it was embarrassing to watch me storming in from center field to argue with an umpire. At one point, when she brought my future wife Anita to one of our games, my mother, after watching my latest tantrum, turned to Anita and asked, "Are you sure you want to marry my son?" I miss my ball playing days and even those arguments with umpires. Umpires will always make errors, but so will ball players. It's what makes the game human. In the future, baseball will likely use more and more technology to eliminate errors and unfortunately make the game more robotic and less human. As for Anita, she did marry me, and I haven't won an argument since. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.